Well, it's very special. It's you know, been played very well of the year, but you know, coming in this the third major of the year, and I've been playing very well of them, and this week I've been here and I put my name on the side of all great names being through the history of the tour golf tournament here in this beautiful golf course, probably one of the best golf courses we play all year round. And it's no words to explain. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Can you talk about the back and forth battle that you had with Stephen Alker all day?
Yeah, well, we have a big battle, yeah, and we start with birdie. He make birdie second and third, and then he make another birdie and put it one shot ahead. We have both of us a couple of up and downs, good. Still the battle there, and then I make two bogeys on the par 3, 12, and the next one, 13, two bogeys in a row, where he's two shots ahead, and then we keep fighting there, and then he make a birdie on the 16, then we're coming back again to two shots, and then I tell to my caddy, to Clifford, say, well, we need to make birdie to have any chance, and then I make a nice birdie on the 17th, when I hit the deuce from the semi, a beautiful shot, like 3 meters by the hole, more or less, and I make a great par there, and then on the 18th I hit a beautiful driver, beautiful second shot there, and I hold that putt, that's very important, a little less left to right. I said, okay, don't be short, a little bit less than what you see, and feel it firm, and then and that's it. Yeah. And then that's what I had to do to finish very, and that's what we do it. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
That will start with Gary down here and then go to Shed.
Miguel, you have 4 wins, the most of anyone on the circuit. Have you done something differently this year that's caused you to play better?
No, I'm not doing nothing different. Maybe the stall holding more putts than the previous year. No, that is also helps. I feel a little more confidence on the greens, even but sometimes not making enough putts. We always thinking don't make enough, no? But I start getting a little better, and just enjoy myself on the golf course, and then and play the game. You know, we're working hard.
You didn't make any putting changes to
the
improved putting this year?
No, I still the same. The only thing is I've been changing the hands sometimes, and I've been now with reverse hands since last year again, and then the thing is working more stable, more rhythm, probably is working more on the rhythm than anything. Yeah,
to Shed.
Yeah, congratulations for
thank
you. You birdied the first two and then nothing really happened for you.
Yeah,
was it hard to not get frustrated, and then how did your mindset change going to 17?
No, well, keep focus, no, hole per shot, and then and just play the game. That's what I trying to focus and try to make the best I can do, you know. And then couple up and downs, two bogeys, and then as I say minutes ago, you know I had to make very to have any chance, and I make very in the 17th that give you wings to go to the 18th, you know. And then the rest is, you see. History.
On the 17th,
I hit a soft 8 iron from the semi rough there, and on the 18th, the 52 wedge. Well, I know how to make birdies because I'm two shots behind. One shot behind at that time. And then I missed my driver. He's a very good driver there. I thought he maybe can go to the in two, but he decided to make a layup. Obviously, one shot ahead. And then I had to lay up because I was on the rough. And I have 84 meters to the hole. And then I know I had to put it close because he's very good with the short game, and I can make birdie also, and I play first. And I'm very aggressive, and I'm trying to put the ball in the flag. And just that shot need only 1 meter more, a double whip stiff, because just pissing this side of the green, 1 foot shot of the green, if that ball piece 2 foot more with the spin whip on the hole. And I hit a very good shot there. And I then have a luck that I not go to the water. I make a nice approach there, I'm working with my five, and then he made the birdie, two shots, and they were always said before, I know I need to make birdies to finish, and after making the hole on the birdie on the 17th, give me wings to go to the next one. Fly.
Miguel, can you talk about what that word meant
to you? No, it's meant a lot. You know, it's we know since 2012, and we have a lot of victories together, and he's a great person. That's the main thing. On the confidence, it's not only Mekadi, he's my friend. And he knows me very well on the golf course, and we're talking everything on the golf course, and it's what you need on the golf course. He can make mistakes, as I can make mistakes, but we are humans, we are not machines, you know. Sometimes look like, you know, but you know, it's very important to me to have someone on the, and you say that you love him, and I love him, and he loves me, and we understand each other very well. That is very important.
Gary, then the show.
Miguel, you're the first player over the age of 60 to win four times in one season. Did you know that, and what do you think?
Well, I am what?
You're first player older than 60 to win four times in the single season.
Uh-huh. It's another record. Another record. Good. No. Nice. And I didn't finish. Still counting. And still counting, nice.
Yeah, still counting.
Still counting.
Well, I'm counting, yeah.
well, it's nice, it's amazing, no? That my game is still nice, and I still have a good distance from the team. My irons, they are good, they are sharp. And then and I still enjoy what I'm doing. And to me, it's perfect. I don't know what to say about that, you know? The only thing is I keep counting. I hope it's not the last one.
Well, make sure you tell Bernhard Langer.
Okay. No, I think that he have over 60, he win more than four or five tournaments.
Well, one season?
I think so, yeah. No?
No? No. You're the first man.
There you go.
Shev and Michael.
Yeah, Miguel, I'm curious if you sort of feel like Ohio owed you one after the senior open at Sayota. This feels like you got a little bit
of that was 2016, 2017? 2016, yeah, I finished. I remember I finished bogey, yeah, to lose by one. The Jim Sowers won there, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, this we are human, you know. No, but I remember, yeah. Now we have I think we finish in Tuesday, no, the tournament, no, because Monday or Tuesday we finish because it's raining like a hell there, you know, yeah. No, well,
Michael.
We come in next year there, no? I think no. I don't understand the question. Sorry.
It seemed like the back nine was a match play.
Yeah. Well, we'll see that the main opponent is him. No, I saw the Stuart thing is coming up also with -8, and then at some point we've been also -8 when I made my two bogeys. But the one to have to catch is Archer. Who has been playing well? He's playing solid, and that is the opponent, no? Because you want to win. You don't look at what is happening around, no? As you say, it's not a must play because we play stroke play, and you never know what's going to happen, no? But obviously, he's the rabbit that the dog had to catch, you know? And then it's the must play when you play the playoff. That is must be a must play. That is Sunday death, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Miguel.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.